Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Klal Samach, and we're learning Siman Beis. So we mentioned this, as I said to you in the introduction. So he started the meal with a lesser chashuv pri, said Brei Pio 8. And it's talking about a scenario where the bracha would continue. There was this later fruits were brought, some while the earlier fruits were still there. He had asked to have other, he thought about having other fruits, etc. But the new fruit which they brought was more chashuv or chaviv than the original one. For example, the later one is shivas aminim, and the earlier one is not shivas aminim. So sarach lavorach l'kul yama im lo ha yadaita mitchila lifter gam zeh beferish. So if he had in mind, I might have other fruits, that's not sufficient for this. He has to have an explicit das that I'm making a bracha on the earlier fruit. That even though I know I'm going to have a more chashuv fruit later on, I'm going to have start the meal with apples and have dates later on. When I said the bracha of Brei Pio 8, I had in mind that it would cover the dates that I'm going to have later on. So the person had explicit das to cover this item, which is more chashuv or more chaviv. But otherwise, it will not work. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate that the more chashuv item should just sort of like be schlepped along with the earlier bracha. So we mentioned this idea before. The Chayyotim talks about the concept of rora, that really the ikur bracha is on the fruit that you're eating, the first fruit. So the apple that you're holding, the orange that you're holding, whatever it might be, that first fruit is the ikur bracha goes on that. And once the bracha takes effect, we say the other fruits which you're going to eat are sort of schlepped along. They're drawn along with it. But the ikur bracha really is an item that you're holding when you say make the bracha. So this concept of rora, he says, works from a equal to equal or more chashuv to less chashuv. But less chashuv to more chashuv, it doesn't work. It's if you have explicit intent when you say the bracha, that should work for the other items, even the more chashuv items. So you're being kaveya mitchila, the bracha, the reason why it works on the later foods is not because of grara, they're just being schlepped along. The bracha that you're saying is going both on what you're eating now and what you're eating later. So you're saying that explicitly, or you're thinking that explicitly. So then you're explicitly making the Brei Pio 8 on the later item as well. But in a scenario where you didn't have the specific intent for that, it's sort of being schlepped along. So then that doesn't work from less chashuv to more chashuv. This halacha is not only true in a case where the fruit is brought later on in the meal, but even if the fruit will be on the table at the beginning of the meal. So in that situation, a person's planning to eat both, really the bracha should be said in the more chashuv one, not the less chashuv one. But if, for whatever reason, he didn't do that, so he made the bracha on the apple instead of the date, which he should not have done. But if he did that, does the bracha of the apple work for the date? So if he explicitly thinks when he's making a bracha on the apple that he wants it to cover the date as well, it'll work. But if he does not have explicit intent for that purpose, even though the date is sitting in front of him at the time of the bracha on the apple will not work for the date because he's making a bracha on the apple and the date is supposed to be just like schlepped along. He didn't have explicit intent. So you're asking the date to be schlepped along. Well, dates aren't schlepped along with apples because dates are more chashuv. So that's true even if it's sitting on the table at the time of the bracha. So for sure it's true when it's brought later on in the meal. But the same way, at the time, if it's sitting there at the time of the bracha, the intent to cover it works. So who would then, if it's brought later on in the meal, if he has that intent. So we will see later on a scenario where this can play out, a very common scenario where this can play out, is in mezonos. The Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that we have two types of mezonos, Passover Bekistin and what's called Maisik Deiru. Passover Bekistin, he holds, goes into the status of the more chashuv, and Maisik Deiru is less chashuv. So a person would start out the meal with some type of mezonos, which is Maisik Deiru. So he's having some some type of pasta, noodles, something like that, sort of the beginning of the meal. He makes a ramen and mezonos. Now he has, at the end of the meal, he has a piece of cake. So if we're going to give it a status of intent, so the bracha mezonos at the beginning of the meal will work for the cake at the end of the meal. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if a person would not have explicit intent, so the bracha on the pasta will not work for the cake at the end of the meal, because pasta v'kisten is more choshev than ma'aseh kedera. So this is a common scenario. Now, we'll see, maybe there's some other considerations which might affect that halacha l'ma'aseh, but just bringing to the example where this common example where this halacha could play out. According to everybody, bracha mezonos on rice will not work for mezonos on the five types of species of grain, unless the person would have explicit intent that he's making the bracha mezonos it's to include those items later on as well. But a person might have explicit intent, the bracha of mezonos on rice at the beginning of the meal will not work for cake or something of that sort later on in the meal. Have a good day.